perhaps John might want to do some research in the other stations and come back with the answer to his own question. If that's his question, it'd be hard for us to consider it without some data and postpone it until the next meeting when he has looked at the other stations and seen what their schedule is in their relation to the meetings. Does that make sense?
I look at it on the calendar. It's there, and some LSPs meet in the second week, and some in the third week. But my question, I was thinking there'd be people from all the stations here, and they would just be able to tell us what the situation is. Are the local boards flexible? Would they like to optimize governance and meet in the third week instead of the second week? That kind of thing.
Let me say, John, that I think basically their answer is they're not. They're asynchronous. At least at KPST, there's very little correlation between the committee meetings and the LSB meetings. If a committee meeting has something to say at a particular meeting, then it's on the agenda. If not, it doesn't. As far as what this governance committee can do, I can't really see how we can make that happen at the LSBs. It would have to be an action of the PNB, and my sense is there's going to be great reluctance to try to enforce that kind of regularity in the network. As we ourselves are concerned, we meet on the third Monday of the month, which is after the PNB meeting, which is on the second Thursday of the month. There is another PNB meeting on the, and there typically will be, I think, on the fourth Thursday of the month.
Yeah, the spillover meeting.
So it is a continuation meeting, and it's sort of intended that way. So if you wanted to move to the committee, our committee meeting, to before the second Thursday of the month, we could consider that as something that we could actually do. But I really think that trying to move the entire network in the direction you're going would be very, very difficult.
Ken to the stack.
Ken, go ahead.
And Lydia.
And Bill.
Ken, Lydia, and Bill.
This is, I was off the phone. My phone went battery dead. But it seems to me we're off agenda, so I call the orders of the day.
Oh.
No, we're not.
We are discussing what was the action item. It was John's item, and he presented it the way he did.
I'm sorry. I was off. I still never got a copy of the agenda. I apologize. I really don't. But on this subject, if it is on the agenda, it is very difficult again because we passed that motion in the in-person PNB, increasing the members to 20 members on each committee. This really upped the odds that there's going to be conflicts between people because. And the net effect was more PNB members on committees. And it's sort of like the more people you put in a bus, the higher the likelihood somebody's going to get a bad seat. Because the numbers in committees are the same, and we've increased the players, we're going to increase the conflicts. So now, right now, we're moving along to try and juggle the meetings of LSBs from national is infeasible. That's all.
Lydia.
I agree with John in terms of there hasn't been enough of that, and I have thought also, as I did with regard to the bylaws, that it would be certainly feasible for any three LSBs to propose some of these amendments. We've gotten away from that whole bylaws activity since, you know, back in 1999, 2004. But I certainly think that whether that it begins to be initiated at the PMB level through the governance committee, which, as I said, with the whole bylaws task force or whatever we decide to do, that might be a good entree into that. I think we don't know whether the first Monday is feasible until we send out an email blast to our whole committee to see. Maybe a lot of people would prefer it. I don't care one way or the other. But that really doesn't resolve the lack of correlation and relationship between the PMB and the LSD. And then we have, then, and it ultimately affects the work we're trying to do, which means in terms of the bylaws and so forth. So they can't be divorced. The PMB is often faced with issues that come up as a result of conflict on the LSDs, some of which I believe could be resolved if we did work more closely together. That was the whole point of having LSD members sitting on these committees. So I absolutely welcome the fact that we are taking this up, and I hope that we can continue the conversation. I do not believe it can be resolved tonight, however. But again, it wouldn't hurt to see if people are available on the first Monday. Thank you.
Bill?
Well, listen, just real briefly, this kind of brings up a bigger issue. It's a bigger problem, is that we, one of the reasons our PNB meetings are so dysfunctional is they take a long time. We have, the boards are too big, in my opinion, both the LSPs and the PNB. And if even just a third of the people want to speak on every motion, then it just takes forever. And then what happens then is that we don't get anywhere near close to getting through the agenda. And we also have a lot of people that don't trust what the committees do. So they want to repeat the discussion that either did happen or should have happened at the committee level. They want to repeat that at the PMB level. So it just makes it take a long time. And so if anybody has any suggestions on how to make that work better, let me know. I've made some suggestions, but so far they haven't been too effective.
I'd kind of like to move on, if possible. I think you've sort of begun a conversation, John, but I think Lydia is correct in terms of if we've got to move something we can actually do easily is to move the meeting. It's sort of in the direction that you're asking about. We should probably check to find out what people want to do, and I will send out an email on that. If you would like, if you don't, I'll do that anyway. You see if there's another time that people would want to meet.
George?
I don't think there's much more we can do or say at the moment.
George, may I speak?
Yeah, who's that?
Yes, this is John Wenger.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I agree with remarks. I think that, and again, my position is not to be dictatorial, but to be more solicitive, asking people if they would like to do this. So I think what I'll do, if that's okay, is I'll write up these remarks, and then the people who, the various members of this committee, if they like, you know, can disseminate them to their local boards and stuff, and we can just see if we can move that around. This is a sort of thing that I envision as something that will occur. You know, it could miraculously occur tonight, but more likely it'll occur over months. The general movement is to do process improvement and to decrease the frustrations that all of us feel. And so I think polling people here to see if we can do that is the first step, and also writing up a rationale and starting the discussion and moving it out to the various LSVs to have them discuss the issue in parallel is also worth doing. So I'll write up something about that and send it to the list.
Thank you.
Chair?
Yes?
If the chair is going to send out an email about changing the meeting date, that's really, I don't know. I mean, it sounds official if the chair sends that out, and the committee here hasn't decided that. I mean, it basically sounds as if the chair sends it out, it sounds as if the committee voted tonight to start changing something. So I think...
I hear you. I would just ask, is there any interest in changing the date? It wouldn't be suggesting a date and polling it. What would you suggest, Paul? I wanted to accommodate John's interest in the matter. What would you suggest?
Well, maybe John should send it out to the committee as his proposal.
That works for me.
That way coming from a member,
yeah.
And he'll certainly say what he thinks, and he certainly won't misinterpret what he thinks, and I think it works better.
Good. Good. Thank you, Arpo. And John, that's okay with you, I gather.
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Let's move on, then. I think the next item Tracy, if I recall correct, is that right?
Yes, Tracy. I believe so.
Okay. Would you introduce the, what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, basically, I'll bring it up as an item, and I guess I'll probably throw a motion out there that we can then use to structure the discussion. The issue that came up was about whether after PNB motions were passed by the full board, they came up through committee and passed the full board, that were kind of motions that had a lot of different parts, whether if the motion didn't say anything about retroactivity, it would be appropriate for certain parts of the motion to apply to processes going forward when certain other parts didn't apply. In other words, could we pluck language out of long motions and apply it retroactively to processes underway? Specifically, this was in relation to search committees. The question that I had, or the motion that I wanted to put forward, because it seemed like what was being put out was the idea that the parts that might be pulled out of a motion and applied retroactively to processes that began before the motion was passed would be decided by the LSBs, which it seemed to me was exactly the opposite of having the PNB pass a motion. So the motion that I wanted to put forward to this committee basically goes along the lines that unless a motion passed by the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors is specifically stated to be retroactive, then it is not retroactive in whole or in part. I think from an organizational coherence point of view, it's important that we be consistent about that. Otherwise, I think we'll be having a whole bunch of gotcha motions being passed to undo things that already have happened, and that kind of stuff makes it very hard for us to act efficiently. So that's the motion that I'd like to put out there. That's a little bit of motivation for it. And I'm hoping that we will pass it tonight and kick it upstairs, because it does seem to be kind of a confusing scenario currently.
Mm-hmm. So if I understand it correctly, then, so this was specifically a processes like, if these are in place and moving along, you can't change the rules of that in the middle of the game because of something the PNB has passed more recently, is this? And you're saying you can't change any of the rules, basically, that it has to go forward the way it was supposed to have been gone before the motion was passed. Is that the sense of what the motion's about?
Yes.
Okay. Any comments?
Ken to the sack.
Ken?
Well, I don't know if it's necessary in a committee, but I second the motion, and I wanted to point out that, because it's common sense, you can't do things retroactively. I think a lot of marriages would be divorced, annulled in that case. You have to go through a procedure to get these things done. And it's also a reference in Robert's Rules that doesn't approve of retroactive actions in general, and they call for a larger majority to pass. So this concurrence in Robert's Rules. If we had any kind of retroactivity, it would lead to political assassinations of prior decisions to try to get even and sway your weight more than you had accomplished. Not only do we do it this way, we go back and change everything else that's going on. So maybe that is necessary, but it would have to be passed in the PNB. And it seems it would have to require a larger majority than 51%.
This is Lydia.
And one second, Lydia, thank you.
No, just to add me to the stack, that's all.
Okay.
You're on.
So in the court, I just want to, I'm going to make a request that after I finish speaking, we keep the speakers down to 90 seconds. But just to make a point, all of our meetings, we are not all of one accord. We are not in consensus. There is conflict and disagreement on these boards and committees and everything. This is not a cult. We have different opinions. To give additional power to a majority who gets a motion passed to say that not only is this motion passed, but it dissolves all prior agreements is tyrannical to a degree. not completely tyrannical. I'm not saying it's like Genghis Khan, but it is giving too much power of effect to the passing of a motion by the majority. It's discriminatory to, possibly discriminatory to a minority that had a prior opinion in force. I'm done now. Let's go to the 90-second rule.
Let me ask people to be brief. We have about a half an hour. This may be contentious. Lydia.
Our Bolstack.
I don't know what they're talking about in terms of
the current
motion, which I was involved in because it was a personnel committee motion. But I think I would have to have like a clear definition of what they mean by retroactive. Certainly, every motion that we pass on the PMB, they don't. The implication is not to go back and undo things, which you can't undo. There are a certain number of things that say in this instance, because I have no idea what they're referring to, quite frankly, that let's say a committee has been formed one way by virtue of a motion, Roberts and everything in Pacifica allows us to go back and reconsider that motion. I don't happen to see that in the future of KPFK, if that's what you're talking about. That's the what I've seen online today. But anyway, so everything else that was in that particular motion, since Tracy mentioned that was the motion, seems to be things that could apply going forward. So since there hasn't been anything definitive, there haven't been permanent hires from that I know of from the current search committees, that there's nothing, like we would not undo a hire. So I have no idea what the reference is to. So I'd like clarification on what they mean in the application of retroactivity, for one. Other than that, I don't think it's necessary beyond the fact that if when a motion is passed, if there is something that could be irreparably harmful in some way, then at the time we should amend the motion for that particular section not to be retroactive. Otherwise, I think this is pointless, and we're also only advisors.
Turn back to the
have staff. An impact on Wednesday's LSC meeting.
I heard
no,
trying to
get
on. Who's that?
Kathy.
Did you want to get on the stack, or are you just letting us know you were here, Kathy?
I just wanted to let you know that I was here.
Okay. Anyone else want to get on the stack who hasn't spoken already?
Harpo,
go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I don't know what the specifics are, but motion seems, like it should be an obvious thing. Everybody should agree to it. If we have to, if the PNB would become a more halcyon body if this were passed, then we should pass it. I mean, basically, if you've got something, from Roberts, if you've got something in some large motion and it relates to something that, one part of it relates to something that had previously been passed, it actually requires a two-thirds vote, not a 51% vote. It'd be more than a majority to amend something previously adopted. So right there, it's in Roberts, and a simple majority can't amend something previously adopted. So the motion that's been put on the floor just seems sort of obvious to me, and I will vote for it should it come up for a vote here at some point. And again, Roberts sort of covers this, but maybe the PNB needs to be specifically reminded. Okay.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Who hasn't spoken? Okay, go ahead. Ken? Oh. Ken? Ken, are you muted? Well, unmute yourself, Ken. I don't know what's happened to Ken. Tracy, there was a request for some specifics about this. Would you like to make? Would you like to comment on that?
I would, yes. There's been a suggestion made, it seems, that
obviously we're talking about search committees, but that if a search committee were in, you know, a final stage of the process and almost ready to make a recommendation, that that LSB or search committee could apply elements from the newly passed motion to their activities. And the assumption was that each LSB will be able to make reasonable determinations based on the guidelines provided in the motion to processes that are already underway, and of course were started prior to the motion passing. And it seems to me that this is basically providing every LSB with the ability to undo actions taken either in the motion or actions taken prior to the motion based on the set of rules that were in effect prior to the motion. And that is kind of institutionally chaotic. There's no point to the PNB passing motions if each and every LSB can make reasonable determinations about what parts of the motion to apply or not apply. So to me, the motion is necessary. Otherwise, we basically should disband the PNB because we're just wasting our time passing motions if they are in fact, if it's in fact at the discretion of other bodies to apply those motions selectively. So that's what I would say. And that's why I'm bringing to motion, and I think it is an important piece of governance policy to clarify.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Well, hearing no one, let's take a vote on it. Tracy, would you restate the motion?
I'm sorry. Yes. Give me a second here. The motion is that motions passed by the Pacifica National Board of Directors, abbreviation PNB, are not retroactive to previously initiated processes in whole or in part unless specifically so stated in the motion language that was passed by the board.
Okay. Colleen, would you forward that to actually the whole governance committee and in particular Colleen? And would you take the roll, please, Colleen? A yes vote approves the motion.
George, I have a question because I thought I heard something a little bit different the first time. So what are you saying, like, if a previous motion cannot be reconsidered?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm confused by the wording then.
I call the vote. This is Ken. I call the vote.
We're about to take a vote.
Okay. I think it's confusing language. Okay.
So, Colleen, would you take the roll?
Okay. Ken, Aaron?
Yes.
Sharon Agmar-Mir? Carolyn Burden?
I'm going to abstain.
Lydia Brazen?
Okay, I think I have to say no, I'm too unclear. No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Gail Dixon?
Gonna abstain.
Sasha Fultron? Lizette King? Bob Litter? Bob there? Paul Martin?
Yes, it's R. Paul, actually. Yes.
R. Paul. Thank you. Brenda Medina? And myself, I'm abstaining. Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
George Ryder.
I'll pass for the moment.
Is that a yes, George?
A pass means I choose not to vote at the moment. Actually, as chair of the committee, I think I'm not supposed to cast a vote.
Okay.
Unless
it's sorry about that. Tracy Rosenberg.
I vote yes.
And John Winger.
Yes.
Is that it?
Is there anybody who was muted and that wants to vote? Hasn't voted yet. Okay, that's it.
A point of something, the chair gets to vote in the committee.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's
okay.
Well,
it was a tie.
A committee of 12 or less. We actually have 20. No, it's not a tie.
Okay, so
it's 6-1 as I count it. But
yeah, that's how I count it.
So the motion passes. I think our poll is right, but I think it is committees of less than 12. So I'm just not going to vote on it. And so that motion passes, Tracy, and it will be part of the governance committee report at the next PMB meeting that we have a governance committee report, which I think will probably be
a sandwich.
Okay. Thank
not,
you,
not,
Chair, and thank you, committee.
Welcome. The next item on the agenda was from Joseph Kay, and he's not here. My suggestion is we move on to the last item on the agenda, which was the motion I put forth. Does that make sense? I mean, I think Joseph would want to be here to at least make the arguments for what he wants. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay,
no.
Hearing none. The last item on the agenda is a motion which I put forth. Actually, it was put forth 2 years ago, and it's a motion to make it easier to amend the bylaws. So it's an amendment to make it easier to amend the bylaws, and the bylaws as they're written allow only one bylaws referendum per calendar year. There are certain time periods before the referendum, and it's actually a calendar year. It's not just a year since the last one, which has been made problems all along, and this was intended to reconcile them. But in terms of using it as a kind of a test piece for how we're going to deal with bylaws amendments, I guess the first thing to say is there a consensus on the committee that we would like to make it easier to amend the bylaws? It isn't clear to me that it is, but I'll put it forward as a motion that I propose that we forward this as at the appropriate time with a recommendation from the governance committee that we that they put it on the list of bylaws amendments to be forwarded to the LSBs at such time as that actually happens, and so that's what's on the floor. And so the question is, I guess to begin with, well, what do you think about that? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? Just beyond the specifics of the thing. Yes, point of order.
Mr. Chair, point of information. This is Colleen. George, are you proposing the bylaws can be changed on a regular basis, like, you know, I don't know, every quarterly,
every six months,
okay.
Yeah, every six months you could have a bylaws change. What was your point of order, Opal?
We haven't heard actual wording of a precise motion.
Well, I was sort of making it up as I went along there, and
well,
so
we can't debate that.
Well, I know that, R. Paul. I'm about to try to do a little better for you. Okay, so you all have, I think, you all have a copy of the actual bylaws amendment. So the motion will be that we forward this to the PNB with the approval of the governance committee, for inclusion in the next round of bylaws amendments sent to the LSBs. That we would recommend that this bylaw amendment be considered at such time when all the bylaws amendments, by the way, the procedure is they all have to be put forth at the same time. And so whenever that happens, the governance committee would be recommending that this one be included. And this one makes it possible to do bylaws amendments every 6 months rather than once a calendar year.
Ken to the stack.
Ken? John Winger into the queue.
What? And John,
where is this motion? Did you send it to the list?
It was attached to the email that I sent with the agenda.
Okay.
Who's the last one on the stack?
John Winger.
Okay, I have Ken and John. Anybody else?
Point of information.
Yes.
This is Kathy. Unfortunately, I don't have access to the internet at the moment, so I don't have the amendment itself. Would it be possible to read it?
It's way too long.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Lydia, I didn't receive the attachment. I mean, I know I can dig it up from when we proposed it in a few months ago, but the attachment didn't come through. Does the GovList allow for attachments?
Yeah, you got the attachment with, well?
Point of order?
We got two bylaws amendments, and maybe...
I'm not sure. What was your point of order, Arpal?
Actually, since we're on the stream...
I got it, sorry.
And speaking of okay. CPB rules for open meetings, it sort of has to be read because the people listening on the stream can't read the attachment.
Oh, dear. Hello?
Hi. Personal privilege. Can we get the person with the typewriter or whatever that's going?
No.
It sounds like an IBM selector. Or maybe it's a scanning machine.
Okay. We have 15 minutes for this meeting. It's going to take me about 10 to read it. And most of it is technical detail. There are a few changes to the existing bylaw.
Point of order on that, George. Point of order, please.
Yeah, what's your point of order?
It is improper to discuss the issue if it hasn't been distributed, because if it takes 10 minutes to read it, that's beyond an individual's capacity to review. You have to have it in writing so you can go back and forth and refer all the parts. In addition, I know we have quorum, but per the last vote, we didn't get everybody participating. So it's improper for us to discuss forwarding something to the PNB without it being available for digestion and evaluation by at least all the members of this committee. I think.
Let me say that.
I make a motion to postpone this to the next.
That motion is certainly in order. Let me say that I'm not interested in passing this now. I'm interested in seeing what we do with it. We're seeing what we do with it, but. Lydia, go ahead. The motion on the floor now is to postpone discussion of the motion that I just proposed.
Right, and I will object to that. I think we could discuss it for a few minutes. The reason being that this motion, if it is the same motion, and you can confirm whether it is or not, is the one that was already proposed was played on cards for 2 months. And so the listening audience has had ample opportunity, should still be on the Pacifica website, and we're not going to be passing it tonight, but I think we can at least ask a couple of questions and food for thought for the next meeting. So I will oppose postponing.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
Yeah. This is Gail. Whatever that machine is really annoying trying to hear the discussion.
I'm sorry, John, you were already on the stack. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about it just for a few minutes at least, so we can get sort of the pros and cons. It's fine we don't make a decision on it tonight, but it would seem that at least this instantiation of this governance committee should at least talk about it, if only to sort of learn a little bit more about each other and find out, in the sense of a straw poll, as to whether we favor it or not. I'll favor the motion, and I would ask why only twice a year, you know, why not four times a year, et cetera, et cetera. The rate limiting thing in passing bylaws is not the PNB, it is the stations. And so we have to be sensible in the sorts of things we propose to the stations. So anyhow, I oppose the current motion to postpone discussion. Let's talk about it if we have the time. Do we have other things on the agenda that are demanding to be heard, that are the last item on the agenda?
This is the last item on the agenda. Can we take a vote on postponing? Is there any objection to going to a vote on postponing? Okay. Colleen, would you call the roll?
Sure.
A yes vote is to postpone until the next meeting.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Cheryl Magmire? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Gail Dixon?
Yes.
Sasha Fultran? Lizette King? Bob Leader? R. Paul Martin?
Yes.
Brenda Medina? Colleen O'Brien? Yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
And I'm not calling George Ryder. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
John Winger?
No. It passes.
Correct.
I get the vote is 7-3, so the motion to postpone passes. We have nothing else on the agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn 10 minutes early.
Point of information, George.
Yes?
Just for people listening on the stream that want to read the bylaws amendment, it's one of the proposed ones from last year. They're still at pacifica.org. If you click on the PNB tab there and then scroll down to bylaws amendments, it lists both the ones that were approved, and then it also lists all of them. This is the ones that are proposed from last year.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
This is Ken. Before you adjourn, just two things before you adjourn. Could you please announce the date of the next Governance Committee meeting and also review if there are any action items from this meeting?
The only action item was the one John Wenger took over, which was to basically write up the case for the kind of change in governance he was interested in. And ask people if they're interested in it, in particular changing the meeting date of this meeting. I presume that these meetings have been already set before I got on the chair as chair of the board. It's set now as the third Monday of the month, and let's see, that's in April, and then in May it's the third Monday of the month, so that's my understanding is that they're the third Monday of the month, and that decision is already been made.
2013.
That would be
May 21st.
That's right. That's when the next meeting is May 21st. Any other comments? Anything else we need to say? Okay. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Any objection? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good meeting.
Thank you, everybody.